proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins, why your dog so itchy?
I know, he's up in my grill today. He's up in my grill.
I heard him scratching it.
No, he was drinking out of his water bowl, and it's so loud.
Oh, I thought he was like, and that was his collar that was making that noise.
He was just guzzling water. This dog is like a, I don't know. It's like he's been walking 40 days and 40 nights in the desert.
Mm. Maybe you need to get him some of that new product that I'm about to start endorsing on the other station. It's these tablets that you dissolve into water, and then it's like a different version of that liquid IV thing. It's supposed to be for hydration and all that. I don't know if it would work on dogs, but when I drink it, I immediately start feeling like I just had a gallon of water. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. My brother actually sells that stuff on the side. My oldest brother, he sells it. It's called Noon.
Something like that. I've heard of that. Yeah.
It's some kind of tablet, but I've only tried it a couple times, but yeah, you immediately feel better. It's got salt in it, I think, as well.
Yeah. It's electrolytes, they say, which means salt.
Yeah.
you know, like Gatorade, you know, that's how they invented Gatorade. They just, you know, at the University of Florida.
That's right. When was the last time you had a Gatorade?
It's been a while, but one of those sugar-free Gatorades is actually really good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Not as good as the original lime death flavor. I mean, I love that. I love the original lime flavor and then the old school orange.
Yeah. The originals, like it was the lemon lime first, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that orange is good. They brought
the orange along, and it was just those two for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And the only time I ever had it growing up was when I was sick.
Yeah, right.
We would get Gatorade. Yeah.
Your mom buy it for you. I'll tell you what, the fruit punch is really good. I've had that one, and that blue, whatever that is, blue frost or something is not so bad if you have to have it. So,
well, this, is it called, Gatorade, I don't know what it is. Gatorade Zero or something. They have a watermelon flavor of that. That's really good.
Ooh, I bet that would be good in a cocktail or something too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. I forgot I was going to tell Lindsay about this, but she left early, so she doesn't get it. I saw a recipe for a Tang Teeny last night. So you make Tang like you normally would. And then you put Tang in a shaker with ice and put 2 ounces of vodka in it, shake it, do a sugared rim on a martini glass, and then pour it up. I'm going to have to try that this weekend.
That sounds really, really good. If you can find Tang.
I think you can. It's all over the place. They even make it in the little packets that you just put into a bottle of water and shake it up. They make Tang for that.
Really?
But I used to love Tang so much. Oh,
I don't think
better than orange juice.
I've never had Tang. We occasionally would have like Kool-Aid or something, not often, but every once in a while, but I've definitely never had Tang.
No, Tang for me was better than orange juice because you got that strong orange flavor, but you didn't have to deal with that thickness that orange juice has, that, you know, that because it'll coat your throat.
Yeah.
You know, and it didn't have that bite to it that orange juice has. Yeah. Especially back then, we didn't have a lot of different versions of orange juice like they do now. And they were all pretty much the same. You could get pulp or no pulp.
Yeah.
And I still say that people who want heavy pulp in their orange juice are psychopaths.
I love it, I said,
why don't you just eat an orange?
Oh, it's so good. I like the Simply orange juice, whatever the plastic bottle is. They make one that's called like Grove Made. As much pulp as I can get in it, I want it. I know it's gross. It is gross.
But so I'm introduced the little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael to this cocktail that I used to make because I invented it. I used to make it with Sunkist, sugar-free Sunkist, vodka, like probably whipped cream-flavored vodka, and a splash of sweet and sour. And because it took a little of that that sugar-free orange drink, it cut that a little bit, you know, the artificial sugar flavor to it. Mm-hmm. And then they don't have that at bars. So then I said, well, all right, let's do orange juice, vodka, and a splash of Sprite. And now that's their if they have a cocktail, especially Jenny, that's her go-to thing. So she'll usually start with one of those and then switch to beer.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to try that Tangtini out on her.
Yeah.
But she can make the other one herself. That's the most advanced cooking that she does. Is she can make that vodka orange juice drink. That's it. That is it. I take that back. She does. She can do dessert now. Only in the summer she can make dessert.
What dessert is that?
She takes an oatmeal cream pie, Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie, while we're on the boat, and puts it out in the sun until it gets warm, and then she eats it. So that's as close to baking as she'll ever get.
Look, I made dessert and it's a hot ass oatmeal cream pie that's been sitting on the deck of the boat.
It's basically a melted oatmeal cream pie. And she'll go, "Oh, it's perfect."
Although that does sound really good. I totally get the logic behind that. Yeah, I believe that's pretty good. But is that cooking that we can discuss?
No,
maybe?
No. But I'm just saying that she will not make Tang. Even though it's just Tang, vodka, you have to put it in a shaker. That's another step that she won't want to do. And rimming a glass with sugar, there's no way she would do that. Now, if she just liked the Tang and orange juice together, she could do it. But no, I don't know. She's not going to make the Tang because you have to actually make up the Tang to put in it.
Okay, it's not like a Sunny D, like it's an already pre-made. It's a powder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And you make it like Kool-Aid? You add sugar to it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
No, I think it's got all that in it. It's okay. Just, you know, you spoon it into a glass and stir it, and it's ready to go.
That shit's got to be poison. It's got to be.
I don't see any of these, you know, health food guys like Bobby Parrish giving it a thumbs up. I bet if you looked at the ingredients, I always say the more ingredients that are listed, like the worse it is for you. It's probably like War and Peace. Just a million ingredients goes in it.
That's flavor, baby. I don't care what anybody says. A lot of ingredients means a lot of flavor to me. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen what goes into an orange Julius?
No.
If I remember correctly, it's got like egg whites in it and stuff like that. I mean, it is one of the most fattening drinks that you can have is an orange Julius. And that's why it tastes so good. They are delicious.
Now I've heard orange Julius before, but I've never had one or seen one in person. It's like icy or something.
Yeah. It's the texture of a thick icy, but it has a creamy orange, almost like a dreamsicle type flavor to it. I can't describe it. It's uniquely orange Julius.
The only reason I know about it is because it was featured in a show on Nickelodeon when I was a kid called Pete and Pete. And there was a whole episode about them going to Orange Julius and how tempting it looked in the summertime. Cause it did kind of look a little creamy. And that's my only experience. I've never seen one.
Let me see. I'm going to look it up real quick. See if I can find a. Okay. The ingredients in Orange Julius are typically frozen orange juice concentrate, milk, ice, and a sweetener and vanilla. Okay. So I guess it doesn't have egg whites in it. Well, hold on. It says the original recipe uses powdered egg whites, now typically egg whites solid, to create a frothy light texture. So I was right.
Okay.
As usual.
So they're using the egg whites sort of like you would in like a meringue or something.
Yeah.
Where you like whip them into to make it frothy. Oh, that doesn't sound good, but I'm sure it was.
It is delicious. And I think the only place you can get them is in the mall.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not worth risking my life. Did you ever drink those Dole Whip things at Disney World when we would go with the charity?
Please. Of course. Yeah. That was, yeah, you got to have a Dole Whip. And then I never did the boozed up one though.
Well, you didn't do the spirited Dole Whip?
No. And what booze are they putting in that? Is that tequila or rum?
Rum. Yeah. It's coconut rum. Oh, Malibu.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, girl. Hell
yeah. And when you're in that Animal Kingdom park or whatever, and it's balmy and it's 92 degrees and it's just rained. I mean, you want something like light and delicious like that. It's awesome.
Yeah. I got to figure out how to make a Dole Whip.
Yeah.
Cause there are recipes all over for that. And I don't know if you have to have a certain type of machine or not. Probably. I ain't buying no machines. Not today.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.